You're listening to SBS News.
The first days of summer have been marked by brutal heat and devastating fires for some communities, including Geraldton, the New South Wales Central Coast, and Tasmania's Dolphin Sands. It's cruel timing for the dozens of families who have lost their homes and property, as many prepare for Christmas and wind down before a summer break. Researchers like Dr. Jim McLennan, a bushfire safety researcher and adjunct professor at La Trobe University's School of Public Health and Psychology, are warning people to stay vigilant when it comes to bushfire safety, even in holiday mode.
That's a good way to think of it. What that then unpacks into is the feeling that everything's right in the world. We're here to enjoy ourselves. We don't want to really get caught up in the mundane and the humdrum and all those sorts of things that we've left behind.
Holiday mode is a potentially dangerous attitude if you've not prepared a bushfire action plan. And this year, fire safety experts, including Andrew Gissing, the CEO of Natural Hazards Research Australia, say if you live in or visit a place that is not usually under threat, it might be this year.
With climate change, we're going to see more frequent extremes, and we're going to see extremes that we haven't necessarily experienced before, which is a big challenge for communities and also emergency authorities to understand these extremes and communicate to people about them, because some people will face natural hazards this summer potentially and in the coming years that they've never really conceived before happening in their local areas.
40% of the homes impacted by fires in the black summer bushfire season of New South Wales in 2019 and 2020 were within a metre of bushland. Australians who live in these areas are most likely well-versed in how to prepare for fire. They need to know the roads in and out, monitor conditions on radio and online, clear the gutters of debris, and remove any ignitable or flammable items from outside a home, including things like welcome mats. Depending on the state or territory, the Country Fire Service or Rural Fire Service websites are a great resource for tips to stay safe at home and away. And there are many more tips on the list. But what about when holidaying in a new area, as many will be in the coming weeks and months? Professor Kirsten Ross is from the College of Science and Engineering at Flinders University. She says people need a bushfire action plan for the place they're visiting, which can present new challenges.
Think about things like, you know, what's the predicted weather? Is it likely to be an extreme or catastrophic fire danger day? And if that's the case, what are your plans for those days, particularly if on the move? So where are the safe places? Remembering that you might not have phone or internet access as you travel through these places. So thinking about things like packing a portable radio with batteries, remembering that cars are not inherently safe.
She says knowing the area and surroundings is crucial. You won't necessarily need to leave a place, and in some cases might not be able to. In those instances, you can prepare by stocking up on alternative to power if you lose electricity, ensuring you have enough food and water for a few days, and that you monitor advice and emergency alerts on local radio and online. If you're at a resort or hotel, ask for information about the venue's plan and for facts about the local area. Professor Ross says one of the most important things we can do to stay safe is communicate. She wants everyone to write down their bushfire action plan and share it with the people in their life.
It's really important that you discuss these things with your family so that everybody knows what everybody else's plans are. It's also really important that you consider pets. So pets aren't necessarily something that come foremost to people's minds, but people get into trouble going back to get their pets. So think about when you're travelling with your pets, how they're going to be managed in terms of your bushfire action plan.
And Dr. McLennan believes the most important outcome of that conversation and plan should be a consensus on when to evacuate. He says the clearest way to make a call is to decide on a trigger for leaving ahead of time. It could be a report on the radio, the first sign of smoke, or something else.
It might be information that the fire is at such and such a place, something like that. So the actual trigger that you're going to decide on really depends on your family makeup. I mean, do you have an elderly family member? Do you have pets? Those kinds of things. Your local geography, where you actually live, where the vegetation is that's going to catch fire and generate the embers.
You may not be in the path of a fire, but smoke inhalation and high heat present potential risks to health too. State and territory health authorities all advise that in high heat, you stay well hydrated by drinking lots of water, keep to the shade if you're outside, and minimise time in the sun. Take special care with little ones, elderly or immunocompromised people who can become more quickly unwell in extreme conditions, and look out for your pets. Andrew Gissing wants to remind everyone, storms are also important to consider.
Particularly over the coming months, people out camping, right? Avoid, make sure you know where you're camping, whether or not you're camping next to a stream, no flash flooding risks, severe wind risks about trees falling around campsites. So just be aware about exactly where you're camping.
It may be the last thing on your to-do list in the busy end-of-year period, but the experts agree, having a plan for extreme weather could be the most important. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.